scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Megan, do you have one of those Fitbits?
No.
Those activity trackers? You think they lie? I've got one that I don't really... I use it as just a watch.
I just think that they tell you things that aren't true about your fitness level.
Maybe. I mean, it all depends. But needless to say, they're going to have one for kids as well.
There's just a matter of time, right?
Yep. So here's how this whole thing works. So it's called the ACE, and it's aimed squarely at kids between the ages of 8 and 13.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty similar to most of the activity trackers that they have. There's going to be step counting, sleep tracking, move reminders as well. Those will be muted when the kids are in school, though. And it's water resistant, 5 days battery life on a single charge, and you can swap out the bands so the kids can be cool, but also because kids are still growing,
okay,
so they'll grow, so they don't grow out of it, and you got to buy a new one. But they can also add this thing to, parents can add this to their family account, to their mobile device to track their kids' activity, and the app also lets them vet their friends that they add for competing fitness goals.
Okay.
And limit information that kids see on their own app if they decide. And if your kid happens to have a phone, well, it also displays call notifications.
Oh, so it's kind of like almost getting into Apple Watch territory.
Essentially.
Does your Fitbit do that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, it does. When I get a phone call, it will buzz.
It'll buzz?
Yeah, and it'll tell me who's talking to me.
Well, I actually know people who like are in family accounts, and the families, and I'm not talking like, you know, mom, dad, and kids,
sure,
but like extended families, and they actually compete using their Fitbit somehow.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's so like they're who
fun
moved
family
the most
competition.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that could be kind of fun. Cool. Well, I guess maybe if you're trying to get fit, you should be wearing these shoes while you're doing it. Pizza Hut is unveiling special shoes that can order pizza.
I love that. So you can carb load.
Yeah.
When you're going,
you can run it. You can run and then carb load, or run carb load first and then run it off. Is that how it works? I don't know. But anyway, they've just unveiled this year's version of their special shoes. The sneakers, which they're calling the Pie Tops 2, are inspired by the Reebok pump shoes from the 80s. Oh, and those were great. Remember the pumps?
Yeah. And if you've
I coveted those.
I've seen pictures and video of these shoes, and they are awesome. I want them.
So the Pie Tops 2 enable the user to order pizza just by pressing the pump on the top of the shoe's tongue. That is awesome, but like, can you specialize your order?
Yeah, you can. You, what you do is you do it through like a mobile app. You set, like, say you love pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Well, you would get it all set up, and then it's like Bluetooth to your phone, and
so
then
you're
just
like,
go,
I want a pizza.
Yep.
I want it right now.
Yep. You imagine.
Then you just run to the door when the pizza man gets there.
Tapping it like too many times.
Yes, you end up with like 12 pizzas. Oops. Oh, well.
I don't know how much these cost, but they are going to be a limited time from what I saw.
Yeah, and only 50 pairs are going to be available to purchase on HBX.com sometime during the week of March 19th. So keep your eyes open.
Wow. I really want these shoes. Someone please buy them for me. But that's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending Topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.